Nolte, Joe Biden's four crises deliberately ignore rising crime and left-wing riots. By John Nolte on August 21, 2020. A startling rise in violent crime and months of left-wing riots are not included on Joe Biden's list of presidential priorities. On Thursday night, Biden gave his speech accepting the Democrat nomination for president. The address clearly laid out his priorities, what he called the four historic crises. And now history has delivered us to one of the most difficult moments America has ever faced. Four historic crises. All at the same time. A perfect storm. The worst pandemic in over 100 years. The worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. The most compelling call for racial justice since the 60s. And the undeniable realities and accelerating threats of climate change. So, the question for us is simple: are we ready? I believe we are. There's no way around the fact that, like the rest of the Democrat Party and the corporate media propaganda machine, Biden has decided to pretend months of rioting and an explosion of violent crime just isn't happening. We all know why this makes the left uncomfortable. The riots and violent crime explosion are all happening in Democrat-run cities. What's more, the riots are almost exclusively led by the Democrats' brown shirts, the left-wing terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter. The fact Biden deliberately ignored two legitimate crises proves the most crucial part of his speech, his biggest promise, a lie. But while I will be a Democratic candidate, Biden said, I will be an American president. I will work as hard for those who didn't support me as I will for those who did. That's the job of a president, he added. To represent all of us, not just our base or our party. This is not a partisan moment. This must be an American moment. How can Biden be America's president? How can he be everyone's president if he refuses to condemn or even acknowledge his ideological brethren who have spent months launching paramilitary-style terrorist attacks against police stations, courthouses, residential neighborhoods, and innocent bystanders? What about the mind-boggling rise in violent crime, which is a direct result of the Democrat parties? The party Biden is now the leader of, jihad of lies against law enforcement, against the very idea of law and order. Biden choosing to ignore this unprecedented carnage, and it is unprecedented, is not the only signal he's sending that he approves of it. There's also that fact he included the compelling call for racial justice as one of his four crises. While there will always be individual racist assholes out there, there is no lack of racial justice in America. But it's the manufacturing of this racial justice crisis that is fueling, and doing so deliberately, the explosion of violent crime and these unceasing riots that were happening at the very moment Biden chose to pretend they are not happening. And if you want to talk about a manufactured crisis, don't get me started on the hoax that is climate change. But I guess that while Barack Obama proves he knows global warming is a hoax by hanging out in a $15 million estate that will be underwater any day now because my air conditioner is set at 72 degrees, Biden's gonna sign laws against my thermostat while he allows his standing army, his brown shirts, to punish anyone who dares defy that law. We have crossed the Rubicon. We have a major political party and the corporate media, not only ignoring an unprecedented wave of domestic terrorism, but openly and aggressively organizing and encouraging it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.